Let's break out of the bubble and see what's happening out there in pop culture. It's Swiper Stay on Daybreak.
Swipers Say, here's how it's going to work if this is your first time listening to it. I'm going to read some vague pop culture headlines, and then Jamie and Brian will have to decide whether to swipe on to the next one or stay and hear more. Parker gets to be the tiebreaker if it comes down to it. Story number one. I'm very happy to talk about this one. I'm just laying the groundwork.
Is it Mike Vrabel?
Are you trying to persuade us?
Yes.
Okay.
The Toronto Maple Leafs leave the hockey world floored.
All right. Because you've been sick, I want to throw you a bone, and I will say stay.
Well, we don't get a lot of hockey stories now that the Olympics are over, so I'll stay too, Frank.
This is a juicy, controversial one, I promise.
Oh, all right.
The Maple Leafs may have the new title as the king of controversy in the sports world. I am crowning them. They just hired John Chayka as their new GM. Chayka was hired by the Coyotes in 2016 and was the youngest GM in the league at 26.
Wow.
A month after his resignation, the NHL sanctioned the Coyotes for illegal pre-draft testing for more than 20 Canadian Hockey League players, which violates the league's combine testing policy. And in 2021, Chayka was suspended for 1 year by the commissioner for conduct detrimental to the league in game.
Holy cow. This is
the Toronto Maple Leafs. This is like,
this is
Toronto's NHL team. It's a huge deal. Here's where it gets really fun. Here was the introductory press conference.
Steve Simmons, Toronto Sun, for Keith. You talk about the due diligence that you did on John prior to hiring him and now hiring him. In the past, Steve Simmons, Toronto Sun, for Keith. You talk about the due diligence that you did on John prior to hiring him and now hiring him. In the past, say, 3 to 4 days, I have been in contact with about 20 people who work in the National Hockey League, many of whom are prominent names that we would all know. And of the 20 people I spoke to, one was supportive of John's hiring, and the other 19 thought it was a sham, to be perfectly honest. Words were used like con artist, liar, salesman. How did you come to a different conclusion that I was able to come to in a very short time?
I must have talked to different people.
Holy smokes.
Because the hockey world today is astounded by this announcement.
Okay.
And your response to that?
Is we've conducted due diligence, and it was deep due diligence. It was a thorough process, and I'm quite happy with where we've landed.
Wow.
That's it? Is my favorite response from a reporter of all time. I want to give this guy his due, because that is how you should ask that question.
Wow. That's insane.
Because it was a long wind-up to that question.
Yeah.
There was a lot of research that went into this one.
Yes, there was.
Yeah. Holy buckets.
He was ready.
All right.
Well, we must talk to different people. Okay. The hockey world's not that big. There's only so many teams with so many owners and GMs and everybody else. They're not.
I kind of wish White House reporters went in with that much gusto and with those types of questions. But, you know.
Well, it's funny. In Canada, they treat hockey as important as, you know, more importantly than we treat talking to our president or the administration.
Yeah, agreed.
So, yes. And by the way, just a day after this happened, the Maple Leafs just got the number one pick in the draft lottery.
Mm.
So tell me that's not fishy.
Weird.
Weird how that happens. All right, we're going to move on to a non-sports story. School director in Arkansas arrested for organizing a club.
Oh, what kind of?
Arkansas, I can only imagine. The cousin kissing club? What kind of club we got? I'm staying.
I'll stay. I think we need to know what kind of club it is.
It's not a cousin kissing club. Mary Tracy Morrison, the owner and director of the Delta Institute for the Developing Brain, was arrested for organizing a fight club amongst the students.
They're not supposed to talk about that, Frank.
I know. And they didn't. A video showed a gathering where a child was forced to sit on the floor in a circle of 18 other kids, including Morrison, overseeing it. And she told the other children to hit the child in the circle center with an unknown object and berated the victim while he was kicked by another student.
Whoa!
Wow.
She then high-fived that student after the beating and told the students to never talk about it because we don't talk about Fight Club, Brian.
Of course we don't. It's the first rule, Frank.
Morrison pled guilty to one count of permitting child abuse and four counts of contributing to the delinquency of a juvenile, according to local news outlets. A judge sentenced her to 30 days in jail, 120 days of house arrest with electronic monitoring, and 9 years of probation. Oh, and by the way, she can't work with children anymore.
Oh, really? You think?
Well, that's
Fight
a
Club.
Shame.
Oh, my God.
Wow. For kids.
Holy buckets. What?
Wow. All right. One more quick. Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, like, what ages are we talking about? Do we know?
I don't know, from the story. I would assume all ages. We've got
I'm hoping it's
seconds.
Real little kids. That would be funnier. Just tiny toddlers. A toddler fight club. Frank, you brought the heat today.
I did.